An iPhone. Okay, so they're great, right? And you get to do neat things on it, and you probably got all these apps that you can do. The problem with the iPhones and all the current phones is they're not as secure as your landline system. But we would like to use those for iWallet, right? And for banking and for all these other things. So we've got to secure that infrastructure. So there are things that we have to do to fix the phones, and the vendors are going to work that. There are things that we have to do to fix our infrastructure, and we all have to work that. And then there are things that the adversary is going to try to do to steal intellectual property. We have to defend against that. And then to disrupt our communications or destroy our communications infrastructure. It's in those last two. It's actually across that spectrum where NSA and Cyber Command come together. NSA, think of that as the indications and warning and situational awareness for cyberspace. They're the ones that can see it. Just like we do terrorist communications, you can see malicious software out there. And Cyber Command is the one who would respond to it. That's the platform for defending the DoD networks, defending the nation, and responding, as policymakers would ask us to do, if someone were to attack us.